irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Lucerne, Switzerland, to Bucharest, Hungary, to Los Angeles, California, and London, England, we are the Tastemakers. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious, glorious September day. A little bit of a different day today. It's, you know, when you're here in L.A., which I call Shangri-La, which it really is, but the downside of Shangri-La here in Los Angeles is traffic. And Matt and I come from two separate parts of town. And usually on our radio show day, we will meet ahead of time. We'll be at the office or we'll have lunch or something. We come in together. Today wasn't one of those days. Decided today that we were just going to meet here. And he's coming from there. I'm coming from over there. Well, the only problem is with Shangri-La, you run into traffic. And even on the 405 in the middle of the day, hey, if a car breaks down or if there's an overturned big rig or a car chase or something else or a plane lands on the freeway, it's going to disrupt the whole the flow of traffic, which is what happened with Matt. Stuck on the 405. He's on his way in. He's going to try to get here within the next 30 minutes. So if you see that door of that studio open up and he's going to come walking in, well, that means he made it. If you don't see that door open and him come walking in before the show ends, that means he didn't make it, which is kind of a drag. We've got a packed day, but you know, we ramble back and forth, so there's only rambling going on by me. So and then we've got a call in. We've got a call in about 30 minutes. So we'll try to make the best of the day as we can. In regards to the start of the show, we always have birthdays. Well, that's not my bag. It's his bag. He does the birthdays. So I don't have any birthdays for you today. So let's see. I have no idea whose birthday is today. So we're going to have to bypass the birthdays. But you know, it's a crazy, crazy week here in Hollywood. We've got the Emmys coming up on Sunday here in downtown L.A. And like usual, Wild Creations is producing our annual lifestyle gifting suite. So it's been crazy because we've got the RSVPs coming in from all the guests wanting to attend. And naturally, it's the hottest ticket in town next to the Emmys. And I think the Emmys is going a little low-key this year. They're not inviting everybody they have in the past because of COVID. So it's basically the nominees. As a matter of fact, I just got a text right now from somebody who wants to come to our event. It's basically the nominees and I think one or two members that they could bring with them, and that's it. So it's really a light number of people that are going to be at the Emmys. However, in the gifting suites, there is no light numbers. We're all COVID. All the rules and regulations of COVID are in place with us. We've got it's by invitation only. Everybody has to be in there with a mask, sanitation stations, social distancing. So we've got no problem inviting all we want. We just limit the number of people in the suite at any given time. So we can have the same amount of people. We just break it up throughout the 8-hour day, which is it's still crazy because, again, like I got to say, it's the hottest ticket in town. Everybody wants to come to the Wild Creations Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite in Hollywood, in which takes place in 72 hours. And I just get this text right now. Let's see. I don't think that's going to go. This guy's not going to make it. There's no room. I think we're just about at our capacity. So we're swamped with that. We just came back from New York City a few weeks ago. We were producing the gift bags for the Miss New York USA pageant, which was out there in which is usually in the closer to the New York metro area. This year, it was being held in the Catskills, and that's a couple hours outside of New York City. And I don't know if any of our listeners remember, but the Catskills were big in the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s in the New York area. It was like a resort town. A lot of people went to the Catskills to spend their summer vacation, the summer break, vacations and so forth. And then it slowed down in the 70s. The 80s is just about gone. The 90s, it was gone. So now they're doing like a resurgence. So they've got the Resort World Casino opened there a couple years, 2 years ago. And 1 year ago, it shut down for COVID. So they were there this year. Well, they're there this year. They're open again after COVID. And this is where the beauty pageant was being held. Let's see. I got a text from Matt. Looks like he'll be here. Okay, he'll be here at in about 20 minutes or so. Perfect. He'll just make it. Just make it. But anyhow, so we was at the Resort World Catskills. And I'll tell you, this resort is in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's right in the country. But it's great. It was a great place because it's brand new. It's 2 years old and 1 year was closed. So it's a great location. Was a great show. The Matt and I weren't judging. We were just doing the gift bags. However, we were invited to come on out to enjoy the weekend. And I'll tell you, the Miss New York USA people are the most genuine, courteous, professional, generous people out there. I mean, they showed us a great time while we were out there. So we were there, had a great time, provided the gift bags. And the great thing is the winner, and I forgot what her name is. I forgot to write that down. The winner of this year's Miss New York USA, this was her sixth attempt to win, that she entered in hopes of winning. When Matt and I last judged Miss New York about 4 years ago, she was a runner up and we picked her. We liked her. But she didn't make it. But this tells you, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And that's exactly what she did. And after six tries, she's the new Miss New York USA. So this was a great trip. However, we were there during the Henri hurricane or a tropical storm, whatever you want to call it, a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So we were trapped in New York City. We couldn't get out the day that our flight was supposed to get out, so we had to scramble to find a room the extra night that we were there. We finally made it out, just barely, but we made it out. But the weekend we were there was fantastic in New York because we hadn't been there in a couple of years, but it rained pretty much the whole time we were there. But it was, you know, New York is New York. It's fantastic. And we went to this new place called the Edge. It's a 100-story building. Not too far from Times Square, yeah, because we were staying in Times Square when we were in New York City, and then we walked to the Edge, 100-story building, and it's called the Edge because you can walk all around the outside of the building, which is cool from 100 stories up, and then there's one section of the Edge where it's the glass bottom where you can stand over it and you could look 100 flights down, which was awesome, and the Edge. Again, any of these 100-story buildings, whether you're at the Empire State Building or the Freedom Tower. You got great views of the city. So we went to the Edge. Great time. Had to have some New York pizza, of course. Had to have a New York hot dog, of course. Went to Bergdorf Goodman's. And they, you know, a lot of people don't associate restaurants and bars with Bergdorf Goodman. It's the most elegant store out there in New York City, in my opinion, Bergdorf Goodman's. And so we had lunch there and a couple of drinks overlooking... where's it at? Bergdorf Goodman is on Fifth Avenue, and I forget what the other street is, but right across the street from the plaza, just overlooking Central Park. Great, great place. So if next time you go to New York, go to Bergdorf Goodman's, have some lunch, or at least have a drink, which was fantastic. So let's see, we did that, and we went to the Met. Speaking of the Met, the Met had their gala last night, but we, last-minute decision, we decided to go to the Met while we were out there, and went and spent a couple hours at the Met, which was fantastic. We were also there during the, what was that, concert they had for Central Park to celebration of everybody coming back to business. You know, everybody was at this thing, Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Barry Manilow. But as soon as it started downpouring because the storm from Henri came in. Let me get some water here. Not used to doing the talking nonstop over here. So anyhow, the concert started. We were actually walking through Central Park on our way back. We left the Met, heading back to our room when the concert started. So we were in Central Park, so you can hear the concert going on from the park, which was great. So we're listening to the concert, and then the storm just, the skies just opened up, and it just started dumping. So we got back to the room and see what else did we do that weekend before we went over there. But anyway, I got to take a quick break right now. I want to mention one of our sponsors, which is for coming up this weekend's Emmy Gifting Suite. It's a new sponsor, somebody we haven't had before, and they're called Sabred, Sabred.com. It is a pepper spray. And I think, you know, nowadays, more than ever, I think we're looking for some sort of protection, especially for our, you know, our wives or sisters or girlfriends who may not always have, you know, have us around them. And you need a little bit extra protection. Now, their website is sabred.com. And these guys are the best in the business. They've been around for a few years. Trust your safety to Sabre, okay? Sabre pepper spray products are available in quick-release keyring dispensers. Now, that's pretty cool. You just put it on the keyring. You got it right there on your side there. So if you need it, you can pull it out real quick. Holstered belt clip canisters, athletic armbands, high-tech gels, and other variations. So they make it as easy as possible for you guys to use them if you need to use them. No matter how it's carried, Sabre offers the best pepper spray in the market. Their product is made in the U.S. Now, that alone will make you buy Sabre pepper spray over the other ones because they're made right here in the good old USA. They're lab tested, and ready to use. Let's see what we got here. They've got certification, of which ensures that you're getting the most reliable, strongest pepper spray available online. Others may claim to be the best, but they're not. They fail to meet these much-needed restrictions and guidelines. They're the most respected name in pepper spray. That's Sabred.com, Sabred.com. You can go to Twitter.com/Sabred, Sabred, or go to Facebook.com/Sabred Pepper Spray. Trust your safety with Sabred.com. This is great. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys on Friday. They're out from the Midwest, which is always cool. And pick up a couple for myself, not only for myself, but my wife and my son's girlfriend, so that way we can be safe. So they're a first-time client of ours, so we're looking forward to having Sabre Pepper Spray at the Wild Creations Gifting Suite. Now, just quick mention about the call-in we have today. It's Stuart, who is the CEO of the Las Vegas Concourse d'Elegance. We went to this thing 2 years ago, and it's a Concourse d'Elegance where they got all these fancy cars. Great cars, sport cars, collector cars, different type of cars, and it's in Vegas. Last year, naturally, they didn't have it because of COVID, but they are back again this year, and they're going to be back in Las Vegas in October. I don't have the exact dates right now, but when Stuart calls in a few minutes, he'll have that for you. It's the Las Vegas Concourse .com. Las Vegas Concourse d'Elegance, sponsored by Tobin Motors. So, Las Vegas Concourse d'Elegance, October 21st through 24th in Las Vegas. So, their tickets still available. They're going fast. So, if you want to go to LasVegasConcourse.com. So, that should be a great event. We're going that weekend. Should be cool. Back to New York. Let's see. Had a great time in New York. The pageant was fantastic. When we were up there in the Catskills, we were staying at the, like I mentioned, the Resort World, but they've got a casino there too, which was great. So there were baseball games going on, and we got a little action. We got lucky. We made a couple of winning bets, which is always cool. So you got the winning bets going on, and, again, it was an overall great weekend. And like I mentioned, we've got their Oscar event coming, or not Oscar, Emmy's coming up in a couple days. We also did the pageant gift bags for Miss California USA, which was just held a couple days ago, Sunday night, here in San Gabriel, of all places, San Gabriel, California, at the San Gabriel Mission Playhouse, which was great. Friday night was the delegate dinner at the Host Hotel, the Sheraton in San Gabriel Valley. Did that, which was great. Had a great buffet dinner. And then Sunday was the show. And again, I apologize I was running late. I don't have the name of the girls that won the show. Or won the Miss California USA and Miss Teen California USA. So On our next show, I'll have those names for you. But anyhow, beauty pageants, you know, they're always great. They're always great to see these girls come up there and, you know, really do something. Most of these girls have agendas and platforms of all sorts of philanthropy that they're involved with and nonprofits, which is really great. It's fun. Let me have a drink of water real quick. Sorry about that. So anyhow, I just, let's see, Matt should be here in about 15 minutes. Also want to do a big shout out to the Pasadena Pops, their concert series, their summer concert series at the Los Angeles Arboretum. It just ended on Saturday night a couple of days ago. And they do five concerts. We went to five concerts this year, and this is great. It's Pasadena Pops with your conductor, Michael Feinstein. Now, this is great. This last series had some really cool concerts. This last one, this last Saturday, many would say that it's the best. One of the best. The Beatles was a couple weeks ago. This was 100 Years of Broadway. Now, the great thing about this, hold on a second. It looks like I got another RSV coming in. Okay, yeah. All right, I have to get to that one later. Anyhow, Saturday night's concert, the Pasadena Pops at the Arboretum, was 100 Years of Broadway. Michael Feinstein, conductor, Liz Calloway, soloist, and Jordan Donica, soloist as well. So yeah, they've got some great songs from Broadway. And the great thing about this last night on Saturday, Michael Feinstein kept saying, when the show ends, stay a little longer because we got a surprise for you. So stay and listen, stay to the end. So, all right, well, we always stay to the end because it's easy to get out of there. I'm close to home. So anyhow, we stayed to the end, and it was great. After he finished the concert, he says, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to, and mind you, this is 100 Years of Broadway. A lot of people that are there, I think 6,000 or 7,000 people at the concert. They're all middle-aged people, I guess, younger people, older people, middle-aged, younger, whatever. But they're all familiar with Broadway. And one of the biggest shows in Broadway, I guess, in the last 50 years, which went on to win multiple Oscars and multiple Tonys and everything, was Cabaret. So you know what I'm getting at. When Michael Feinstein said, don't go anywhere, just wait a few moments. So as the concert ended, he says, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce Liza Minnelli. That's right. The legendary Liza Minnelli was in-house to perform two songs. Now, we've seen Liza at concerts there in the past, but we've known Liza was coming. As a matter of fact, they got the schedule already out for next year, and Liza Minnelli's on the schedule to be there. But she was not scheduled to be here this year, so it was a complete surprise. And there were people who left, and the people who left, it's too bad. It was great. So she came out there, and Liza's Liza. You know, she's saying, I was hoping for something from Cabaret, but didn't get it from Cabaret, but got two other songs from her, which was great. She's, what can you say? It's Liza. It's like Cher. It's like Madonna. You know, you only need one word to explain who it is. So I want to thank our friends at the Pasadena Pops for providing us tickets to attend. I think this is the sixth year in a row, which was great. Also, I want to share with you another opportunity, which is coming up in September 25th, so it's really just, it's 2 weeks from Saturday. It's their Moonlight Sonata, and it's September 25th, and it's going to be right in front of the Pasadena City Hall in the city of Pasadena, and it's Pasadena Symphony and Pop, so there's going to be concerts, celebrities, music, food, drink. It's a great event. It's live and in person in Centennial Square near Pasadena City Hall. And it's honoring community luminary Robert Machero and artistic luminary Polly Sweeney. Single tickets are still available. Go to bit.ly/Moonlight Sonata 2021 to get the tickets. And I think there's not a lot of tickets left for this thing. So it's not like the Pasadena Pops where there's thousands of tickets. I think there's only, you know, a couple hundred or 400 people going to this thing. So it's tickets at bit.ly/Moonlight Sonata 2021. So that should be a great event. If you're not doing anything on the 25th, make sure you get your tickets and go. And thanks again for the Pasadena Pops, which is great. On another note, we've got Breeders' Cup coming up in the first weekend in November. We just got our media credentials today, which is fantastic. The Breeders' Cup, they change the location every year. It's either here in Santa Anita, Keeneland in Lexington, Kentucky, Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, or Del Mar in Del Mar, California, near San Diego. Last year, it was at Keeneland. The year before, it was here in Santa Anita in Arcadia. This year, it's going to be at Del Mar, which is great because we were just in Del Mar a few months ago for opening day, which is a great place to see the races. So this Del Mar Breeders' Cup taking place the first weekend in November in Del Mar. Great. Again, like I said, we just got our credentials today, so we've got to get our rooms booked and everything ready for that thing because this is it's the biggest thing in horse racing other than the Kentucky Derby. You know, you've got other things going on, but the Breeders' Cup is the, I guess it's the biggest payoff in horse racing. So it's always great to go. They always have the Longines Elegance Fashion. It's a show. And you could enter the contest, and they've got three judges, and they judge who's the best fashion. Now, 2 years ago, Matt beat me out on it, and he got the Longines watch. 2 years before that, I won. I beat him out. I got the Longines watch. So now we're 1-1. He's 1-1. I won one. So now we've got to see who's going to win the Longines Elegant Fashion Contest in Del Mar Breeders' Cup this year. So breederscup.com. Tickets are still available. It's a two-day event. It's Friday the 5th of November, Saturday the 6th of November. The Harris brothers will be there for the whole weekend trying to beat each other out in the contest. Okay, that's great. All right, now, also, I want to do another shout-out to another one of our clients. Well, it looks like, let's see, what do we got here? Yeah, it looks like he made it in. How about that? Boy, he must have broken all speed records to get out here. So you beat the traffic, you beat all the...
That's what happens when you drive in the carpool lane.
Well, I told him that with the accident that must have been happened that you delayed you this time. So the traffic in L.A., you know, the freeways is crazy. But anyhow, he made it. So while he gets settled in, I'm going to do another shout-out to one of our other brands because I was just speaking about Lexington, Kentucky.
About that delay? Reno traffic in L.A.
I know, that's what I was saying. It's, you know, this is Shangri-La, but on the another note, traffic is one of the crappiest things you got out here.
It's terrible, absolutely terrible.
But the price you pay for living in Shangri-La.
405 is what they're always talking about, Mark.
Yeah, so it's the price you pay for living in Shangri-La. Okay, so anyhow, let me do this this shout-out. It's a great brand. It's a new company, and they're based in Lexington, Kentucky. They're called Cleopatra's Garden, and the website is hold on 1 second. I hit this thing here wrong there. Okay. The website is cleopatrasgarden.global. Okay, so that's the website. And they're built on the belief that the use of all natural elements can nourish in nature our skin and ourselves. Now, again, it's a great car. It's a great brand. It's got I just finished off that
this
pitch. All right, let me finish off Cleopatra's Garden over here.
Yeah, love the name.
Yeah, it is a cool
love
name.
Love the name, Cleopatra's Garden.
Okay, what do we got over here? All right, here we go. Cleopatra's Garden. Okay. Okay. First off, their Instagram is Cleopatra's_garden. Facebook is Cleopatra's Garden, and Twitter is at Cleopatra's Garden, G-A-R-D-I-N. Cleopatra's Garden was founded in 2019 as an experiment that turned into a true joy, built on the belief that the use of all natural elements can nourish and nurture our skin and ourselves. Each product is created by hand and uses the highest quality all-natural ingredients and essential oils. Cleopatra was known for her lavish baths. It's amazing. How about that? Cleopatra was known for her lavish baths. Thousands of years later, we know that.
Did they play that up in the movie with Liz Taylor?
Could be.
I think they had her in a
could
massive
be.
Tub.
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah.
So anyhow, let me go back because We're running out of time already. We got a call coming in just six minutes here.
It might be at 125.
Oh, 125. Okay, but
it's 125 or 130.
Cleopatra'sGarden.global. Okay, so let me get these on because he's going to be calling in a couple minutes.
So we are. So you threw that to Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we are expecting a call in from the sponsor of our show this morning or this afternoon. I forgot I wasn't here to use.
Oh, I didn't know he was a sponsor, so I didn't.
Las Vegas Concourse d'Elegance. We have the pleasure of having the founder, creator, director, CEO, Stuart Sobeck, calling in for this year's Las Vegas Concourse d'Elegance. There was the debut of this concourse was, I believe, in 2019. We had the pleasure of attending in 2020 because of the pandemic. Nobody attended. It didn't even take place. So we are happy to have Stuart on in the next couple minutes to promote the 2021 concourse event taking place in latter part of October, October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. It's a 3-day event. Let me get this sucker on.
Yeah, we'll only be there 2 days, right? Yeah, 2 days. Right? What's that? Right.
That's Stuart.
Oh, he's calling me on your phone?
Yeah. What? Stuart, is that you?
It's me.
Hey,
Yes,
you live and in person. He just walked into the studios, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart, thanks for calling in. Did you, either way, we got you here. We were just promoting you. I know we had to anticipate between 125 and 130, and you are right on the button, just like my brother always likes to have it.
Excellent. Thank you.
First, thanks for being here. First and foremost, how are you today? Yeah.
You guys are living the life of Riley, and I love watching you guys and all the things you do.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Gotcha. Stuart, that's very kind of you to say that. I mean, I know you made the last couple comments on social media, something about that. And I don't know, you got a pretty good life. You're living over there in Las Vegas, running this show over here, the concourses. And you were just up there in, I believe, Monterey.
Pebble Beach.
Yeah, Pebble Beach. So, you know, I'm not quite sure. You might be the one living the life, Stuart.
Right now, for the next 37 days, it's pretty crazy.
I'm sure each day gets crazier than the day before.
It is.
Yeah.
It truly is. But it's my passion. I love it.
So yeah.
We're going to keep doing it.
Fantastic. I know. We're sorry we missed it in 2020, what everybody did. Everybody missed it.
We missed
everybody. Yeah, I know. We missed a whole heck of a lot. Everybody missed a whole heck of a lot. But very, very happy to see that you're back on track with this. And it coincides with your Las Vegas Raiders. I know you want to touch point on the Raiders, which, by the way, congratulations on that win last night.
Yeah, it was a great win in our first full attended game at the Legion Stadium here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But more importantly, on October 24th, it's a Sunday, the Raiders are playing the Philadelphia Eagles here at home, too.
Yes, they are.
All the Raider fans that might be coming from California, Los Angeles especially, we'd like to invite them to come out to the Las Vegas Concours on Saturday, the day before, noon to 6, because, you know, a lot of people are looking for something to do on Saturday. Saturday afternoon is not really typically a thing where there's a lot of stuff going on in Vegas.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So it's a nighttime thing.
Yeah.
Vegas, there's always stuff in the evening, but not during the day.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, when you think about it, people are either sleeping or they're deep into the casinos just doing the gambling, but they're not doing anything fun other than losing money. But getting out, and like you said, it's an afternoon thing from 12 to 6. Fantastic. People will be getting up about 11. Then they have this afternoon thing to do, and then they go home and sleep again or get ready for the evening. So you have it timed perfectly, and we hope that we're reaching a lot of not only Raider fans, but
car fans. Car enthusiasts,
but we do want to tap into the Raider fans because you are right. In addition to the new Las Vegas Raider fans, since the Raiders left L.A. about 20 years ago, we still have a huge fan base.
But by the way, Stuart, are you part of the new Raider fan base, or are you one of the original fan base of the LA or the Raiders?
That's a good question.
I grew up in Oakland.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
Wow.
From the time they moved to the Oakland Coliseum. So
you're hardcore. Boy, this is like a fantasy come true for you.
Yeah.
I used to go to the games as a kid, and I saw guys like Daryl LaMonica and George Blanda and Fred Biletnikoff.
But you are old school.
I'm just old.
Definitely old school, but that,
he's like Hernandez and Eric.
Well, that's fantastic. We hope we reach all the Raider fans out there, and Mark and I, for the next 6 weeks, we'll be promoting to as many Raider fans as we can. And
that's
a good connection between the Raiders and your event the same weekend, which is fantastic.
Real quick, sure.
Yeah, really glad that worked out that way.
I'm really glad
the Raiders scheduled their game around us.
Yeah.
You just mentioned Stuart. You mentioned you called the Las Vegas Concours. Is the S silent? Is it Concours or Concourse?
No, Concours. We say is in the airport.
Okay.
The airport Concourse.
Okay.
Or you pronounce it Concours is a French word.
Oh, so these
you do not pronounce the S.
Ah, so all these Concours d'Elegances up there in Pebble Beach, and when we have ours in Beverly Hills, it's the Concours d'Elegance.
Concours. Yes.
Ah,
I'll be darned.
I learned something new today.
Well, they say you learn something new every day, so that's fantastic.
All my life I've been calling it the Concours d'Elegance.
What are you thinking, Mark? What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? What do you mean? What are you thinking? You didn't know that either.
I know.
Up until Stuart just mentioned it.
I know. Oh. Hey, so Stuart, we, again, had the pleasure of attending your event 2 years ago, and it was off the chain.
Yeah.
It was
fantastic.
Awesome. And our wives, well, we love too, but the wives absolutely loved the Saturday event at the, I forgot the name of the country club, or it was located at, but that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful day. Couldn't ask for more. This year, you guys are introducing the new ballpark out there, correct?
Yes, we decided to continue to do something innovative and cool and fun and kitschy. And we decided to move the show to the Las Vegas ballpark because it's a beautiful, almost brand new facility.
Right.
It's state of the art in every way. And there's so many things that we can do there because we've got a ballpark.
Yep.
So we've got $150 million worth of collector cars
parked
on the field at the ballpark.
Wow.
And everybody gets to go down on the field and see the cars. And then when we begin the award ceremony, you can pop up in the stands. You can pick any seat you choose. And you can watch it not only live and in person, but also on the largest LED screen in the league.
Is that right?
4,000 square feet.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, people get an opportunity to be in the ball field that most people, I mean, even though it's not for a game, they're still in the ball field, which is a pretty impressive kind of like thing to be a part of in the first place. So, and I like the idea about the screen, which is great too.
Yeah, fantastic.
And sitting in the grandstands.
Yeah.
It's going to be
very comfortable. We've got all the food stands open, just like a regular ball game.
Yeah.
And then we have really high end food here. In fact, we the upper level has a menu by Giada De Laurentiis.
So
they've got really high end food choices. You can go get what you want, get a glass of champagne, and you and your wives can sit up in the audience and really feel like you're a part of the game instead of trying to find a seat or where can we stand or we're not in the way.
Sure.
There's just so many creature comforts that we think people are really going to like it.
Sounds pretty cool. Really
looking forward to it.
Yeah. Sounds pretty cool. Now, this is the second one because in 2019 that was the inaugural one. Is that safe to say?
Right.
Okay.
Why don't we get the schedule because we know it's a full packed weekend. So why don't you break down the schedule, what's happening, I guess.
Starting on Thursday.
Or Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Sure.
Let's hear it.
So Thursday night, we're having our opening night gala. It's not a gala. It's kind of a soiree. It's a party. It's kind of a fun event from 3:30 to 6:30. And our friends at the Shelby Heritage Museum, with Carol Shelby, a famous famous car guy, makes the famous Shelby cars.
Okay.
They've invited us to their place for this party, and we're going to have all kinds of things going on there from 3:30 to 6:30. We've invited all the car clubs.
Okay.
Anybody can come. It's a free event. Come on over and see what Shelby's got there. They're going to stay open a little bit for us, so you can wander inside and see the Shelby things. But outside, we've got our booth set up to sell tickets to anybody who wants to buy them. We've got our charity, Miracle Flights, who will be giving away their Miracle Flights teddy bears, which all the kids love. We've actually got, I don't know how geeky you are, but Back to the Future Day.
I like Back to the Future.
October 21st, so we're bringing in Back to the Future time machine cars.
Great. Wow, no kidding. We just saw one in New York.
Yeah, we did, right.
Yeah, we were in New York a couple weeks ago, and it was parked in Times Square.
Yeah.
Stuart, what is the address of the Shelby Museum? Do you happen to know it?
I don't know it offhand.
Not a problem.
So that's Thursday night. What's happening Friday?
Thursday night from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. Come one, come all. Bring your friends.
Okay.
Just a lot of fun, very casual, nice event.
Great.
And Friday?
Friday is an exhibitor-only dinner.
Oh, okay.
That we're having at the ballpark. So all the exhibitors and the judges, sponsors, can get a first peek at the ballpark.
Fantastic.
So Friday night, we're open only to the exhibitors and the judges and the sponsors. And then on Saturday, we're open to the general public at the ballpark on Saturday. It's 12 to 6. But if you buy a VIP, you get in an hour early.
That's always a plus.
And so people love to be on the field before the crowds get there.
People love VIP attached to anything. If there's a VIP option for anything, people like to snag it up.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
And let me tell you what we did for our VIP friends this year. Last year, we had an $800 VIP ticket that was really great. We sold out. But this year, we said, let's throw everybody a nice little treat here in the COVID year. The VIP tickets this year are $200.
Wow.
So
boy,
it's a really great deal. It gets you up at all the upper-level club boxes, gets you in an hour early, and makes you feel really good.
There's makes you
great
feel,
spaces.
Makes you feel like a VIP.
It truly is
now,
a VIP.
Now, Stuart, at the ballpark, what is the name of the ballpark again?
It's called the Las Vegas Ballpark.
Well, that's
simple enough. Easy enough to remember.
And is that in Summerlin? Is that in Summerlin, by the way?
It's in Summerlin, yeah.
Okay.
And right near downtown Summerlin.
Yep.
It was built by Howard Hughes Company.
Okay.
Just a couple of years ago. And the baseball team that plays there is a AAA team called the Aviators.
Oh,
and
great name.
Fitting name.
Team for the Oakland A's.
Ah.
Perfect.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Great name.
Yeah.
Boy, Las Vegas is really coming around. We got the NFL. You got the women's WNBA. You got the Golden Knights, which are fantastic. And now you got a AAA baseball team. So, boy, oh, boy.
Can't beat that.
And the Concorde d'Elegance.
And the Concorde d'Elegance.
The Concorde d'Elegance.
What's the website on this one?
The website for all our listeners, Stuart, is?
Oh, Las Vegas Concorde, spelled
C-O-N-C-O-U-R-S.
.com.
And
they can purchase tickets online at this website, Stuart?
Yeah, you can come right on. You can see that I click on there and it says tickets.
Oh, great. It's easy.
It'll take you right through. Or you can go to Ticketmaster, but you can use everything. The website will take you everywhere you need to go.
Cool.
Wonderful.
So now that's Saturday. Now, last time I know on Sunday, you guys had that special deal where Las Vegas, the strip was closed, and you guys rolled down the strip in all these hot cars.
Yes, we did.
Is that happening?
Yes, we did.
That
was a very special moment, but we like to keep things fresh, and we like to mix it up.
Okay.
So we decided to change everything this year, and we'll come back and do that again down the road.
Okay.
But this year, our tour is leaving the ballpark on Sunday morning, and we're going to drive up through Red Rock National Park.
Okay.
And it is a beautiful national park. And what it is something, if you just came to Vegas, you might not even know that was there. But it's 10 miles outside of town. It is gorgeous.
I think we went to the resort.
Yeah. Is that near the Red Rock Resort or going out that way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, our ballpark is right diagonal across the street.
Okay.
I think we actually did years ago.
Yeah, we did check it out.
Yeah. I don't know what the heck we were doing out there, but it was beautiful.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. So that's a great place for a Sunday drive, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, the drive is for the exhibitors, but there's no reason anybody couldn't get in behind them or follow
them. Sure.
But it's more actually, it's a great opportunity for the people that have these cars to enjoy them and to drive them. And for people usually line the roads and watch them go by because just the sights and the sounds and the smells of these old cars is usually too much for most of us real car guys.
Yep. No doubt about that.
Yep.
Now, I know a couple of years ago, the selection or collection or variety of cars you had were fantastic.
Incredible.
And I think a couple of our favorites. Didn't you have the Ralph Lauren car there or that? No, maybe it wasn't the Ralph Lauren. But you had that
I know what you're talking about. That really.
The one that looked like a spaceship.
Round one. That old round one, like from the 30s.
We did have a 31 Bugatti.
That might have been it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay.
I knew our best of show. I knew if you named it, it would sound familiar.
Yeah.
But that thing was like, is that owned by like a private owner or is that like an investment firm?
Or a museum?
Yeah. Or?
No. The gentleman owns that. It's called the Nethercutt Collection in San Silmar.
I've heard of that. That's like 10 minutes from where I live, but they don't really promote it out here. But years ago, I saw it on some news show, and I'm thinking to myself, that's 10 minutes from where I live. They got these beautiful cars. I've never been. I got to go. And they never promote it. So when you just mentioned that name right there, so is that the home of this vehicle?
Yes, it's at the Nethercutt Museum. In fact, the Nethercutts are friends of ours, really close friends, and they're bringing two more unbelievable cars this year.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're bringing two beautiful cars. So, I like to say Jack and his wife came out here, and they took the Helene Award home, and now they're coming. They're gunning for another one.
Wow.
They're playing for keeps. They're bringing some really beautiful cars.
Tough competition.
Yeah.
I know you have different levels of awards, so gives the people an opportunity to win on several occasions.
Oh, to see everything. So we've got all kinds of things this year. You want me to tell you about it?
Yes, please do.
So we're celebrating Cadillac. So we have everything from 1903, the very first Cadillac ever made, to a car that was just produced last Friday.
Whoa,
the 2021.
Yeah.
The new CTS-V that has a six-speed manual.
Wow.
So we've got Cadillacs and everything in between coming from the Peterson Museum. We have a beautiful 1953 Rita Hayworth Cadillac.
Wow.
We've got all kinds of great Cadillacs here. We're telling this Cadillac story.
But yeah.
Also, we've got, we've got Bugattis, we've got Mercedes, we've got Packards and Auburns and Duesenbergs.
Do you have a Tucker?
We do not have a Tucker this year, no.
Okay.
Well, please send us one.
Yeah, we'd like to have
a couple of months ago, my wife and I were up in Napa, and we were wine tasting at
Coppola's,
and he had one there. And, of course, it kind of stands out, and it's unique, and you go, wow.
Yes.
That'd be nice.
Yes, yeah. It's pretty amazing.
But, when we get our hands on one, Stuart, you'll be the first one to know it.
Years ago, I think they had one at the Imperial Palace.
Oh, yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah. Years ago.
You're familiar with, what's the Link Hotel now used to be the Imperial Palace. They used to have a pretty good
car collection.
Auto collection there.
And I think they had a Tucker.
Yes, they did.
Do you know if they had a Tucker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I wonder where that
What happened to those cars? Do you know by any chance?
They've kind of dispersed. A lot of them are up at the Hera collection up in Reno.
Oh, okay.
They've gone on to different places.
Spread out all over the place.
Sadly, that used to be a place we all liked to go at
the
time.
Yeah,
loved it.
They found their way to collections across the country.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Which often happens with collections.
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty good collection.
Right.
I mean,
they had everything there. I always liked going there.
It was pretty nifty. But again, we had the pleasure of attending your event 2 years ago.
Fantastic.
And, I mean, we're car guys. We're not super car buffs. And,
yeah,
I mean,
we don't know anything about them. We just admire a good car.
Yeah, we love good cars.
Yeah.
And that was when heck of a collection you had. We have the pleasure, we're fortunate enough on Father's Day every day here in Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive. They have a wonderful collection.
The
but
Concorde,
again,
the Elegance.
Right. It was canceled last year. So that was kind of a drag. So we're really looking forward to this year. I mean, you think of it, if you're not going to Pebble Beach.
They used to have a good thing over there at the Greystone Mansion in Beverly Hills as well.
I
forget what the name of that thing was.
Yeah, I forgot.
But that was for a number of years as well. And then all of a sudden it was gone.
Yeah.
So,
So
few and far between.
If this show event is anything like you had 2 years ago, people, anybody out there listening, you got to get on it. I mean, if you're in town or you're in Vegas, get out there. If you're going to town for the Vegas game, like Stuart said, take advantage of it.
Right.
Do this the day before.
Yep.
If you're from LA and you got nothing going on that weekend, get your butt to Vegas.
Got to get there.
And anybody else across the globe who's listening to this channel, get to Vegas on the weekend of October 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Are those the correct dates, Stuart?
21st? Yeah, exactly.
It's a week before Thanksgiving, Halloween, where I'm sure it gets crazy in Vegas on Halloween. But get to Vegas and check out this show. And if you're even a subtle car buff, you got to go because you're not going to see it any better than this.
You know, and these Raider fans that are in town,
you're only going to see this one day on our field, and that's it.
They're
all gone again.
The Raider platform alone seems like, I don't know how many people are in that stadium, 80,000 or 70,000.
Yeah.
Giant chunk of that's got to be car fans.
Yeah.
Got to be car fans.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on, Raider fans, get out there to the Concorde Elegance. You're going to be overpacked.
Of course, they're car people from L.A.
Right.
Everybody in L.A. is a car person.
Yeah, I mean, the timing is perfect. The timing is perfect here.
Yeah. So, I mean, this sounds like a really, really good event. And like I said, we're really happy to be attending. That's our birthday weekend, actually. It coincides, which is perfect.
Yeah.
So, It's just like last time. It was the same.
Perfect,
yeah. So let's read that website again. It's LasVegasConcours.com. That's LasVegasConcours.com. And you could purchase tickets online.
And Ticketmaster.
And Ticketmaster. And I would assume, is it safe to say, Stuart, that you can get tickets the day of the event at the event?
Absolutely. We'll have our box office open. You can pick up a ticket the day of the event.
And would you be able to get a VIP ticket that day, too, if they're available?
We only have so many available.
Yeah.
And I think that those are going to sell out like they did in the first year.
Yeah, don't take a chance. If you want VIP,
so if
get it online.
If you're VIP, you should get them and lock them in soon.
That's right. Yeah. So get your tickets now. And, Stuart, I think we're winding down with a couple minutes. Anything else that's super important that you could share with our listeners about this wonderful event?
You know, it's just going to be a great event. Everybody's welcome. It's open to the general public. We're at a fantastic new venue this year, and we did all the work we did in the off season because we wanted to. We only want to improve things. We want to make them better and better.
Yep.
This is going to be a great day out. We encourage the ladies to dress up and wear their hats.
Oh, I love it!
Great. A lot of our gentlemen dress like the Harris twins, the dapper Harris twins.
Oh
great,
boy!
Great.
Right on,
beautiful,
Stuart.
Beautiful suits and pocket squares. Great things.
Hey, cool.
So
excellent.
You know, dress up. I don't mean dress up for Halloween, but
dress up to impress,
ladies and gentlemen, that you do, and come out and enjoy a beautiful show.
Look sharp. Well, Stuart, thank you again for calling in. We greatly appreciate it. Sorry we missed it last year. Everybody missed it last year. And sorry we missed you a couple weeks ago. But look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks for being a part of the show. And
Stay safe
and keep busy. And
good luck in the next month.
Try not to lose your mind in the next 37 days, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, we do a couple of our events a couple times a year. Nothing on your scale. So we kind of know where you're going, but nothing compared to you, and our event's coming up in 2 days, and we're already losing our mind. So I'm sure you got a wonderful support staff, which we all need. So thank you so much again, and everybody get those tickets, get to the website, and we hope to see you on Las Vegas in about a
month and a half.
37 days.
There you go. 37
days.
37 days and counting. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Stuart.
You take care.
Be safe. Okay,
right.
Brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, there it is. Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
The Concours d'Elegance, the Las Vegas Concours d'Elegance. So, what a show!
Well, I just made it in time.
You made it with about 5 minutes to spare for that interview.
Yeah,
and
I got
cool.
the spot right in front of you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
in front of me.
Yeah,
yeah. The jackass
was just pulling out right when I just left.
Yeah,
and you're gonna love this, Mark. I had time.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
which is weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay, sounds good. So we missed the birthdays. I don't know if you have any.
Yeah, I did, but did you have an opportunity to talk about our event on Friday?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. And I did two promos, but there's not enough time for anybody else. So I mentioned our trip to New York. I mentioned Miss California.
Did you mention anything about the election today?
Oh, no, I didn't. It's election day here in California, so if you didn't get a chance to vote, everybody's vote matters, regardless of who you're voting for. Just get out there and vote.
Yeah.
If you mail in your ballot, fine. I know Matt mailed his ballot in. I like to go old school. I like to go there in person. So regardless of how you do it or when you do it,
just do it. Like Nike says, just do it, man.
Yeah,
just do it.
You know, you got people that are dying in wars around the world for 245 years. So that way you have that right to vote. So we're not telling you who to vote for. Just vote. That's simple. I always look forward to. I've been voting since 1980. This is me. So for 41 years, I've been voting. So it's something I look forward to. And my son is the same thing. I've passed that on to him, and he does his voting. So who cares who you vote for? Just vote.
Yeah. So glad I came across Mark in my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Curtis Stone.
Great.
Which, by the way, Curtis Stone is going to be attending our event on Friday.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pies and
tarts, meat pies, fruit pies, and tarts.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So in Beverly Hills, fantastic. Looking forward to seeing him on Friday.
You know, one thing I forgot, I haven't changed. You know, we always mention on our show is our Storage Wars episodes.
Yeah.
I haven't checked recently if we're on.
I haven't checked. We've been so busy lately. We were in New York a couple weeks ago for the pageant. We just did the Miss California pageant. We got our Emmys event, and we're partnering with this Concours d'Elegance Las Vegas in some capacity. So we've been super, super busy.
I haven't even been able to check to see if our show is on.
I'm
sure it is. It's always on.
It's always on. And I just found out the other day when I was just 2 days ago, it's on some other channel.
FYI, right?
KDO6.
Oh.
KDOC.
Oh, KDOC? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Every day at 2 o'clock.
No kidding.
One episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that, I mean, I didn't see what's on in the next week or so.
Well, this hour went by fast.
Went really fast for me.
You know, thanks, everybody, for tuning in and bearing with me the first half of the show, because it's not used to doing
thanks
the show.
Thanks for doing
my
it, Mark.
My,
no,
my
it's
own.
Tough on your own when you're not talking to somebody.
But listen, if you want to get a hold of us, go to wildcreationsmedia.com. You want to send us an email, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Facebook.com/wildcreations. We're on LinkedIn, Snapchat, TikTok.
We are on TikTok, if you can believe that.
MySpace. We're everywhere. In the meantime, go to A&E Network or FYI Network and flick around, because Storage Wars is always running sometime on cable around the clock, around the world. So,
and in closing, get to LasVegasConcours.com. Get those tickets.
Yeah, because we won't be back here again in the studio for probably over a month. We're on a hiatus for a little bit because we're trying to catch up with everything. So in the meantime, stay safe. Get out there and vote. Live life like it's your last day on Earth, because it's well worth it. Eat something good, drink something better, and just enjoy life.
Have fun.
Until next time, ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.